This is fine. Yeah, I had absolutely. Two everything bagels too. So if at any nice. Point you see a poppy, seed, just like I'll let me like, know.
A third tooth right always, over.
They be third tooth from the sun. From
are you listening? Yeah. Nice.
Tapping in. Nice. How do we sound?
Tap tap great. Tap in.
Wait, is that wireless?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
DI.
That's how Dana does. I got in there, baby. Come on. It's called Dana crazy. Does it. It's
crazy. Look at this thug over here.
This segment is called Dana Does It, where Dana so does
like
it.
It's like my favorite.
My love
though.
For you is eternal, and I need you to know that.
Thanks for starting out on a high note.
On a high note.
The highest note. I don't know where we're gonna go after that. Honestly,
we gotta get higher. We gotta get higher. Not as high as Sleazus on a Stoned Sunday set.
Ooh.
Please no.
But.
Edibles are scary, man.
Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir here. We've all
I'll still do
endured.
It, but every once in a while you need to relearn the lesson of like why you don't yeah. get really high. You, like, you need to just get really high and be like, that's why.
You gotta like humble yourself.
That's why I can't
while.
Hit the
yeah.
pen. That's why I can't smoke when I go out.
Yeah.
And then you just, yeah, you forget it and
you gotta
quarterly it comes
yourself,
back. Yeah.
That's really what it is.
It's like, maybe I can do it better this time. And then you don't.
You never do. Especially you. I'm looking at you right now.
I know. It's
but
bad.
You know yourself too well now.
But I don't get creative like you do with that. Like that, I loved that set. We were bumping it all day today, like when we were setting up and everything.
Well, it was great until a point, and then I got too high, and then I couldn't keep going. I had to go lay down. But I think every creative, I mean, not to compare myself to the greats, but...
Compare.
They, you know, like quintessential rock and roll, like, doing way too much heroin is one thing, and you know you're not able to perform as well, and
mm-hmm.
or like OD. I just got too high and got scared and got tired. So it's really,
right.
It's really the same thing. We on there like Jordan and Jordan in the studio. We sporting anything from the land we call our own, spreading our roots 'cause the love we grown.
Good morning, evening, or. Afternoon
or late night
if you're getting real crazy.
I hope you listen to this at night.
That'd be wild.
It's locally grown at night.
Let us tuck you in.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, with your set tonight, I feel like it's gonna be good vibes for just
everything,
just vibing out.
Yeah,
just a little rock and sway.
Yeah,
we'll see. I didn't pre-plan it at all. I hate pre-planning sets.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
so you don't even know.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
And I love that. Yeah, yeah. I love
well
that.
Then we'll see. Maybe it's gonna be really in your face and you won't be able to sleep. So that
you're
sucks
welcome.
For you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sucks for you. And you're like, you're welcome. Both are true. It's Jay Laird.
And Gerbs.
And today we are joined
have...
by...
Sleazus Christ.
Whoa.
It's Sleazus Christ.
Really is.
We it's are... not easy being sleazy.
It's really not.
No.
Somebody's got to do it.
It never has been easy. How do you manage?
It comes naturally.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm.
Wow, thank God.
Has it always?
I think so. Because Sleazus Christ as in predates the DJing by several years. It was actually a nickname given to me by Colin Miller back in like high school.
Hey, shout out Colin Miller.
I had
Colin
real
Miller
long
and
hair,
the Brother
probably,
Nature.
Probably about your length.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. And I just looked like a sleazy Jesus. Like Jesus if he sold individual cigarettes to high school kids. Or...
I think he did do that. I think that's in the Bible somewhere.
Or Jesus if he turned
he
like water
him,
into bong water. And not wine.
Jesus. I mean, Sleazus.
Sleazus. Yeah.
Sorry.
You can use the name in vain. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I gotta catch that. Oh my God.
And that had been the nickname for, yeah, probably like 5 years before I started DJing. And so when I started DJing, I was like, okay, naturally.
You already know what
there
you
it is.
It was already
right.
the
there
Instagram
it
handle. It was, mm-hmm. it was already the brand.
It's
was
perfect.
Established.
It was meant to happen.
Yeah.
Official Sleazus was the handle.
I think
or did
was,
you change
I think it?
It
was Sleazus Christ. I had like 3 Z's in it because somebody has the original one.
Oh my God, that's me. Yeah. That's me right now with Gerbs. Someone refuses to give me the Gerbs handle and I'm really fucking mad at them, but it's fine.
I'm sorry. I don't want to hash that
I'm
open.
I'm sorry.
Again.
We already hashed this out like 2 episodes ago, and if you're listening to this again, I'm sorry.
Get re-mad.
I'm still mad about
Get
it.
Get re-mad.
I'm still mad. I'll never not be mad.
I know.
Anyways, this isn't about me.
We can make it. We can make it.
No,
about the
no. I make too many things about me already, so.
Well, you should start like, you should do like a live stream and, kind of like twist their arm. Like, I'm not going to sleep until I just like have everybody at them.
Everyone.
Like,
yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure
like
it's like
kind
a
of like marathon drive.
Yeah.
Not quite like a GoFundMe, but something like
okay,
real
I'm
intense.
I'm loving
to get
this
some
right
attention.
Now. I'm loving
yeah.
all of this. Okay.
It's giving like
starving. You're writing this down. Okay, perfect, 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 perfect. Thank you.
Starvation.
Yeah, I just need the commitment. I just need the commitment for it. I'm pretty sure it's a unactive account too. They have like one post. Yeah, they've had one post for 5 years, so
they always
not doing it for me.
They always do.
The best handles, because I feel like it. I feel like people hoard them for the sake of like I'm gonna make some money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know people do that with websites.
Right.
That's
where it's
true.
Like, this is a good website.
Then they
I'm
wait.
Gonna grab it.
They
and
just
wait.
Wait
for somebody
yeah.
to want it and then sell it to them.
Dang, I never thought about it for malicious intent. I thought it was just someone who like got him when the getting was good, but they did.
See, but you're a very nice person, so I feel like you don't think like that.
Well, maybe I should. Maybe I should get a little sleazy with my thoughts.
Whoa.
No,
anyways.
That's capitalism is anti-sleaze rhetoric. Mm.
I support that though.
Good. Okay.
I feel like I want to be sleazy then.
I mean, it's not easy though. We already established that.
As we come back to many a time in this chat, it is not easy to be sleazy.
It's really not.
And he's always said that.
He has always said that.
For real, from the start.
Mm-hmm.
He's never not said that.
No, never. We can, yeah.
We can quote that.
I think it was actually one of the first things I said.
Like out the womb.
Like
yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, like
yeah.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I believe that. I believe
but
that.
But then I didn't talk for years. After, because you don't know how to.
They're like, remember that one thing
right.
that he said? Remember that one thing?
Remember that one time he said, it like, ain't so easy being sleazy?
And you never said
it
another
was
word?
Like my doctor and my mom in the room, and they're still in like disbelief.
Yeah, and then like a decade went by, and you're like, I swear to God, I'm not going to say anything else. But you didn't even say that. They just knew that you
That doctor
going
probably
to.
Still loses sleep.
Yeah.
He probably does.
He's not a doctor
he's not sleazy,
anymore.
He's
no,
like,
he quit the practice.
Yeah, he quit the practice. He actually quit the practice.
I can't break this one thing. I can't.
He's like, there's no.
I can't crack the code.
No backup. There's no data.
There's something wrong with that child I delivered.
He's sleazy. So then you're saying that the name predated the position, the occupation of DJing in Cleveland. And when did this passion kind of come about?
It really came about around the same time Crowbar opened. Just like me getting into dance music in general. Because I had always been into music my whole life. Played in bands in high school, funk, reggae, metal. But I was always like anti dance music because I just didn't understand like the collective effervescent aspect of like dance music, like until I had experienced it in a show setting and the actual environment you're supposed to hear it in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So once that happened, it was like, oh, this is, I've always loved making people move like a good time. And that's why, I mean, especially now I'm like back and forth a lot between like hardcore, punk, metal, and dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are two genres that are like really make people move.
Yes.
Like if you make people beat the shit out of each other in a mosh pit, like that kind of, that is such raw and like human energy.
Literally.
That, yeah, it's just, that's like my drug of choice. It's just, not moshing in specific, but just like that kind of like collective
that energy
of people.
Seriously. Yeah, I think I was kind of the same way. Like, I don't know. I did just recently get into more electronic. I keep in mind, like, Jared from Crowbar being like, I don't like the word EDM. I don't like the term EDM.
No.
I'm like, I know, but, like, what else do we call it? Like, what do we say about it? But, like, also kind of, like, adverse to the whole dance music type. And then, like, you hear it. One
in
time,
the right setting,
in the right place, in the right time, and it's like, ooh.
I feel like you just have to like fully immerse yourself in that setting. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
then it's
takes,
like,
it takes like a trance-like detachment. Because like I probably didn't like it because I didn't like the idea of dancing like too cool guy for it because like probably because of some own internal issues. Like I'm not secure enough with myself to like let loose like that. But then you do get into the right environment, and it's like. Kind of like handed to you on like a silver platter. It's like, here, you could try it if you want to. And
right.
That definitely just made like all the difference. It's like right setting, good DJ too. Cause if I would have seen like a bad DJ, although I don't really see bad DJs.
Right. Yeah. I feel that too. Cause like, I don't know. I feel like people are up there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, as long as the music's playing, like,
you're not a bad
can't
DJ.
Go wrong.
Yeah. I'll be all right.
What was that moment for you when you felt like it was like all connecting? For the first time,
it's kind of hard to remember when dance music first connected, but I remember also kind of vaguely remember this. There might have been partaking in high noons.
Some performance enhancers.
They definitely are performance enhancers for drinks or for dancing.
Non-sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want to, you can.
They should reach out. Yeah, it was on two separate occasions. I think it might have been for a Derek Carter set at Crowbar, where I can't remember who it was, but I just, middle of the dance floor, was like, yep, I'm doing this. I can do it. I want to. I'll learn. And then I was just, I was addicted to it for like real heavily for about like 6 months, 8 months, mm-hmm. where it was... Go to work, come home, mix for 8 to 10 hours, go to bed, wake up, go to work. Weekends, Friday through Saturday, host a party where I lived. I used to live in this old, I don't know if you guys know Hodge School.
Mm-mm.
So it's a school on like east side of Cleveland that used to be like more artist lofts and stuff like that. It was all like super cheap. So I moved there. But it being on like 74th and St. Clair, I could do whatever I wanted, and that was kind of one of the benefits. Mm-hmm. So we would throw like, I don't know, 12, 18-hour parties till 8 o'clock, noon the next day.
Damn.
And so that, before I had ever played, like DJed a show, that was like that's like how I got into it. I would just host parties and just spin the whole time.
Yeah.
And then soon as I would go till I ran out of music and just be like, all right, like, bye.
Bye.
Everyone. Yeah, just like stop it and be like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Play closing time.
Yeah. Mix it in a little bit. Yeah. Gotta.
Like, that's the best way to start, though, because it's like in the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah. Like, so just like all my friends and we're drinking. Right. And it started just like... Like my friends, and I was like, well, let's just invite people over. Like, why are we going out tonight? Like, we have beer here.
Right.
Like, let's party.
Way cheaper, way more safe, way more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think last St. Patrick's Day, I did like a 12 hour, 18 hour party, and that was like exhausting.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, one of my questions I was going to have for you is like, what's the longest set you've ever done?
Probably that one. I had breaks because I had another friend, my roommate actually, DJ Dijon, Luke.
Oh, word. Nice.
And we started DJing together, so it was like real easy. Like, we know each other's tastes so well. That's actually why we moved in together, because we became friends, started DJing together, and that's just like one of my best friends. He gave me like a couple hours of relief throughout that, but yeah, it was probably like 12 hours.
Jeez, yeah, like how time. Do you? Had...
Oh, my knees like, were ready to give out. I ran out of music. I played Al Green. Al Green is like one of my go-to closers, like Al Green or Prince, because there's nothing you can follow like a good Prince tune.
Right. Yo,
it's
right.
Like
this is the highest.
Peak.
This is the highest.
You know, yeah. Collect your roses, take a bow.
Absolutely,
whatever.
Yeah.
Curtsy.
You have to.
I just threw that on, and I was like. I have nothing else for you guys. Like, I'll see. I'm going to bed.
I'm gonna fuck off.
I'm going to bed. Okay.
And it was literally like up, like room was probably this big, but it was up a ladder too. It wasn't even like stairs. I had to
Jesus.
Like,
oh my God.
Literally climb into bed.
Oh my God. Wow.
To climb?
Yeah.
Wow.
It got hard some nights.
So it got higher somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's giving like reaching your final like dust. It's like kind of metaphorical in a way.
It
like,
is. Like, go yeah. Up to
the
absolutely.
Bed. Until I get to get water in the middle of the night and I fall down the ladder. But that only happened like
five
10
times.
Or 15 times. Yeah. Wasn't that much.
It only happened like every time.
Gotta relearn that lesson. Gotta relearn that lesson a couple times.
Humble yourself.
Wow. I mean, you are actually, so we had DJ RC3 on just the week prior to this, and he is an awesome person, first of all, but also he DJs a lot, also kind of newly into the DJ scene himself, but mostly he's supporting hip-hop artists and bands.
Yeah.
And I know you do that as well, but you are a lot more ingrained in the EDM community of Cleveland. Like, you've mentioned Crowbar a few times. We fucking love Crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciation
shout out,
moment
shout out,
for
one
Crowbar.
One more time for Crowbar. Yeah.
My
five favorite.
More times for Crowbar, honestly. Yeah, like, we fucking love that place so much.
Yeah. You're literally having your after wedding party at Crowbar.
Yeah,
that's
like
how
our
much
after
you love
party.
It.
Yeah. After our wedding is literally at Crowbar next to us. So, you know.
That's where
know,
I go after everybody else's weddings. too.
It's
the only bar I go to.
Honestly, like me
well,
too.
I'll go to other ones, but I'll end up at Crowbar. Yeah.
It's like music, it's guaranteed. Music, cheap beer. Like
no, I literally had
great
like
vibes always.
I had a couple of my coworkers visit from Pittsburgh and Chicago, and I was like, I texted James, and I was like, where should we go? Where should I take them? Like after the Rock Hall. We went to ABC. We went to ABC the Tavern.
I think I texted you ABC not Market yet. Garden and like and what's the other one? Jukebox.
Yeah, and we ended up just I was like at I'm Crowbar. Taking them to Crowbar, and we did, and they loved it.
Well, where did you take them before? Because you were like classy. ABC. Oh, it was ABC. Oh, yeah. I thought you took them somewhere else too.
I did take them to Jukebox the night before, so oh, you know okay. they got a little bit.
That was
of
like
all.
The perfect trifecta right all there, my honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah. I can take or leave ABC, but that's a different conversation
oh, I love
for another
ABC.
Day.
On the
night,
you know,
oh, I love
depends
ABC.
On the night of the
you
week.
Know, yeah.
That can be like Sunday mornings. ABC's a great place. No one in there.
But
when you get like the crazy bar crowds.
No, yeah no. It hits like
their
too
fries
much,
though.
Too much.
Their fries are
their fries
undeniable.
Are I love like a weekday night, like a Monday or like a
yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursdays
yeah.
are my favorite night to go out because I work in hospitality, so I work all weekend long.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Thursdays are like my weekend, you know, it's
yeah.
like my fix.
Yeah.
So.
But either way, I was like, we ended at Crowbar because that's where you
yeah.
go. That's
yeah.
what you do.
That's what happens.
And so, yeah, that's our appreciation post for Crowbar for the time but the EDM community in general, like I have so many questions and thoughts, like just you've been ingrained now. I mean, Crowbar opened 2 years ago, so you're saying
yeah,
you've been
yeah.
DJing now for about two-ish
yeah
years.
So my first like club debut was actually at Crowbar. It
really?
Was for New Year's Eve, not this past year but the year before, 2022 going into 2023.
Oh wow.
And I mean, again, shouts out Jared for having me do that. I was only supposed to do an opening hour set. So I was supposed to play 8 to 9, I believe. Jared had me go all the way up until the ball drop. And I apparently
for your
I
first time, your first time.
My first time playing that stage. Like outside of my apartment parties.
Damn.
So I was used to doing long sets, but it's different when you're at your favorite place to hear dance music and you've
right.
seen Detroit legends there and so I definitely was like a little nervous, but he kept coming up to me and was just like, keep going. And I'm like, okay.
I'll
like,
make it work.
Right.
I'll make it work.
Jared says,
it's like
keep
when,
going,
yeah,
you go.
When Jared yeah. says, when Jared tells you to do something, you do that. Yeah.
You go.
And then
you exactly
we did,
do that.
I went right up until the ball drop and then we switched over from me to him. And then, so this past year when, we were setting up that same party, which I think they both sold out too. So playing your first show sold out
yeah.
is like
pretty fun.
It is a lot, and it set high expectations very high. I can't
yeah,
lie. Like
quickly.
I'm like, I know exactly what I want out of this now. You know, I want a room to eat like out of the palm of your hand. It's so good. It's nothing beats that feeling. But when we did it this year, he had me do the same thing. So this time I was actually prepared. I was like, okay, I know I'm
sure.
going until the ball drop. And yeah. We did this. We timed it. So we did the drop of Dance Yourself Clean by
oh,
LCD
shut the
Sound
fuck
System.
Up. Of this
right,
year, you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did that right at midnight. And it went out flawlessly.
Shut
it was
up.
So
oh,
good.
Oh, that is awesome.
Stop. That's my favorite song of all time.
I pitched it to him on like a Wednesday. I was like, if we start it right here, we'll hit the drop right at midnight.
Right.
He's like, let's do it. And it went. I think I have a video from the stage.
I would literally,
I'll show you
I would pay so much
so
fucking
good.
Money to hear that song at that
the way
at
I
the
simply
drop,
would cry
at the ball drop. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's so good.
The way I simply would cry. You would find me in the Crowbar bathroom.
Bawling.
Oh, I had to hold it back a little bit, just
like
giddiness.
When
yeah.
it hits though, like. That's what it all is
and if
about.
You don't,
that's
okay,
the payoff.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you have permission to leave this episode right now to go listen to
oh, yeah,
LCD
yeah.
Sound System, Dance Yourself Clean, but you have to wait for it. You know what I mean? Like, good things come with time. It's like...
It's nice, a buildup, yeah.
It's a slow burn.
It's everything.
It's the best
it's
slow
everything.
Burn fucking ever. And then you have to come right back to this episode, so, like, don't forget about us. But, okay, sorry.
Present. So wasn't that song great, you guys? I know. We all agree. We're all here in agreeance, but that is just amazing, like, to have that kind of standard set, but also, I mean... It sounds like Jared, the one thing about Jared, the many things about Jared, but like the one main thing is that he puts his trust and like heart into mm-hmm. everything. And like,
oh, yeah, if, yeah, yeah.
Like, I would love to hear about that relationship because now you have a monthly schedule with him. Like,
yeah,
you are DJing
yeah.
monthly at Crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
the last, what, Wednesday of every month?
Yeah, last Wednesday of every month for Midtown Midweek Get Down.
Mm. Nice.
I try and change. Fun. I think, like, it's like, super loose because it's a weeknight. I just want, like, people to come out, have fun, have drinks. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, where it comes from me, because I got to be a promoter, too. It is my night. Mm-hmm. Just changing, like, the genre every week or so. Like, you know, picking different DJs who maybe, like, this subsect of, you know, dance music is, like, more their forte. Just kind of, like, getting them together. And, yeah, just really having fun on a Wednesday night.
For sure.
Well, the dance genre is, like, so vast.
There's so many different sections. So much you can consider dance that isn't necessarily, like, in the electronic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything with good groove to it. Just don't limit yourself.
If you can get up and, like, shake it a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? As long as you're not getting sad boy at the club. You know?
Oh, we don't
like,
need
we're
that.
Not, we're not playing, you know. Well, actually, I there's times I will play soul.
So. Okay,
like, go
on.
Yeah, go on.
I think everything has its place in a club setting in context.
Mm-hmm.
Like every subgenre, like you could probably mix like a punk song, and you play a long enough set, you can find a window to play. I mean, really anything. It's just like playing the right thing at the right moment for the right crowd.
Just like finding that moment for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you find, I don't want to deviate from the original question, but I mean, how do you like find the right crowd? Like, how do you know what the crowd wants right off the gate?
Well, usually because like I'm going to get booked for what I do to some extent,
mm-hmm.
unless I'm playing, you know, like weddings where it's like, we want you to play this and that. And that's why I don't do those.
Period.
Because I'm a control freak and I also just want to play what I want to play.
Yeah.
A little diva, but it's really like a call and response thing.
Mm.
I think like in my opinion, how I approach it is I'll have like a couple ideas for how I want the night to start.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the room I'm playing, I have a general idea of who's going to be there based on who else is on the bill, mm-hmm. what bar it is, you know, whether it's Crowbar, Smoke and Mirrors, B-Side, Dunlap's.
What is Smoke and Mirrors?
I'm so glad you asked. It is under Clandestina on 25th. I play there once a month as well.
Ooh.
It is strictly EDM, like all dance related.
Fuck yeah.
Like Sound on Tape is played there.
Oh, wow.
Corey Grand plays there.
Oh, shit.
I'm playing, this weekend with Nick Knack. I'm Friday, she's Saturday.
Nice.
But that'll be before this.
I've never been there. Hell yeah.
It is
new place.
It's a cool room. I played the opening weekend there and it's a lot smaller and a lot more intimate, but it is a really cool room. Candles on the walls, dungeon-y vibes.
Oh, love that.
Sign me up.
Get me on my Game of Thrones type shit. Come on, let's go.
Get me on my Game of Thrones.
So it really just depends on like those factors, but it is such a fine balance because I am playing to the room to some extent.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I also want to play, I want to play what they don't know they want to hear.
Yes. Mm,
like a little surprise factor.
Yeah, but it's serving the evening, it's serving the point of the night. Like, I'm not going to, it's not going to be 8 p.m., I'm going to plug all my stuff in, and I'm going to hit like 150 BPM techno and just start to burn it down, because that would be triggering, that would be like a jump scare. So there's a lot of like ebb and flow to it.
Seriously,
you know,
yeah.
Seeing how the crowd responds to what you're playing, how the room responds, you know, and especially long sets, like giving people time to like pulling back a little bit so they can go get drinks, they can leave the dance floor a little bit, you can rebuild it up.
That's crazy.
And it's a constant like interaction between me and the room, which mm-hmm. I really like, which I don't think like. Even when I'm a patron, I don't see that in other DJs. I'm not thinking about that. I'm
Seriously.
Thinking about dancing. I'm thinking about, okay, I got to go grab another gin and tonic.
Yeah.
But it's almost like subliminal messaging. Like, okay, I'm going to lull it down because I can see people kind of burning out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, let them go grab drinks, talk to their friends, start to slowly creep back up with maybe something they recognize a little bit.
Yeah. And then, like, that one banger comes and everybody, like, turns their heads collectively and is like, back to the floor, you know?
Yeah.
Like, wow, I've never really thought about it that way. Like, I didn't think that, I mean, this is just my ignorance talking, but like that DJ would take those factors into account. Like, that is a really cool thing.
But, like, you're curating that whole vibe. Yeah. Which is, like, the same with, not the same, different, but with, like, all performers and whatnot. But, like,
Yeah. But as a performer, you're limited to your, especially when you're playing with a band. Like, you guys already made a set list. You guys have already rehearsed that set list start to finish. You know where you're doing your stage banter and all that. Mm-hmm. So you already have that start to finish. There's, I mean, back to talking about pre-planned sets. I used to make like playlists where I'm like, these would all work together. And I've gotten to a room and I've tried to do that and it did not work. Just so inorganic, wasn't serving the moment. And so sometimes I'll go in with a general idea, like, okay, here's three songs I want to start out with. Here's the song I want to end with. I got to get from point A to point B in 4 hours. So I have, like, I have a lot of time to get there, and I have a lot of space to fill. But other than that, like, I try and stick away from it.
For, like, those scenarios, which is kind of, it sounds like that's your norm now. That's kind of what you're used to at this point. Like you were saying in the beginning of this episode, that you're just kind of winging it tonight for tonight's set.
Oh, yeah,
and it seems like that's kind of, that is your shtick, is what, you know, whatever flows, whatever works will work. What's going on in your mind during that time when you're determining, like, the next step?
It depends on how well it's going.
Okay.
Because there are times, I mean, like, I am incredibly self-critical. So
felt.
I am definitely beating myself up over something. I'm like, one song selection won't, like, send me spiraling, but I'll, like, be a little difficult with
myself.
Take
note of it,
you know? Yeah, I expect better out of myself, but that's, like, inhuman and unnatural. But that's when you just got to, like, look up from the board and be, like, just look at the room, look at everybody. No one really cares that much about what you're doing as long as it's the music is still going.
And it is.
But I don't know. There's, like, 1,000 things going through my mind at those moments. Like, when it's really good, I'm like, I'm fucking killing it. Like, this is great. And then I try and think of, so that I don't end up in a position where I'm, like, stuck. I know a lot of, I mean, just knowing your library really well is, like, most of DJing. So knowing, you know, I have, like, it'll be, like, maybe a 3 to 8 track run that I have, like, memorized in my head. And I'm like, oh, like, I know exactly where I can go from here. Here, here, here. Break down a little bit. Here, here, here. And almost, like, thinking in, like blocks of music.
Interesting.
So that helps me, like, not get stuck when I'm in those rough moments. And also gives me kind of, like, a course of action in those, like, I'm just kind of elated right now. And I just kind of want to, like, soak this in. Because a lot of it is for me. Like, all my friends will tell you, like, Vic will even tell you, if we're in the car, I get aux.
Like,
people, even in the passenger seat.
It doesn't matter. People pay me to do this. Like, I get aux. I need aux. Control.
No, if I have a DJ in my friend group, they're getting aux too. Like, yeah, that's how that goes.
That is what they do.
How that goes.
And they know that.
You sure you're not going to charge your friends for that?
No.
Okay.
I get it for free.
That's good.
Most of them had to sit through the early stages of me learning.
Yeah, so that was the payment. Yeah, that's fair. No, I think it's just, it's very interesting because it's such a unique form. And obviously, like, it's, people, everybody thinks they could do it until they're up there doing it.
I think everybody who loves music, I'm actually going to talk right to the camera. I think anybody who loves music should DJ to get their hands on it. It is a new way to interact with the music you love. You don't necessarily have to, like, book shows or do anything with, like, super crazy with it, but I think it is a new way to interact with the music you love.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, there's, like, a level of respect to him, like, walking into it and, like, not knowing what the fuck you're gonna do. Because, like, I mean, I've performed, like, a few times in my life, but, like, if I walk in, I need to know exactly what, which is different because I'm not a DJ, obviously, like, sing. But I'm like, I need to know exactly what I'm doing in that order. You know what I mean? To walk into it and kind of just, like, be, like, free and, like, you know, flow with it.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It might not, I don't want people to take this as advice because that might not be good advice.
What works for me might not work for you.
Now that I'm, like, hearing it, you know, kind of, like, out loud, I'm like, being prepared might be a good idea to some extent.
But you know what works for you. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I would DJ. I would like that.
Oh, I would.
Like,
you would be a fucking Laird. You would be an absolute killer.
Oh my
DJ.
God! Shut the front door.
As if you don't already know that, though. Like, I know that you know
I like
that you would
taking
kill
ox.
It.
I like taking ox.
Yeah, yeah. If you like music, it is a new way to interact with it. Even if you're just doing it at home, it's
just
like
for funsies.
You get to touch it. You get to like physically be a part of it.
Okay, so we do a girls' night every week where we get all of our close girlfriends together every Tuesday night. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
But I'm gonna put that on your list of girls' night.
Yeah, I'm doing it right fucking now.
Okay, perfect.
I guess we should probably touch on like also what your style is. What's your go-to kind of style that you're trying to cultivate?
It changes a lot. It also changes a ton depending on the night, depending on, you know, the point of the night I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I just love Detroit techno though, and especially like lately. I mean, that's where it originates from. It's Midwest. It's a great scene out there. We had just gone out for a Terrence Parker and Eddie Folks album release party, or like a EP release.
Hmm.
And went out there, went to Marble Bar, which is super cool. In the middle of this random rundown-ish neighborhood, huge disco ball, huge patio, but went for that show. It was amazing, mind-blowing. But we're drinking with Moody Man, Eddie Folks.
Casual.
They're buying us shots, giving me records. I think I left there with like 2-3 records that night.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that is just, like meeting them definitely like helps solidify it for one. But that has just always been I like the weird. I like the avant-garde. I like the unpredictable. And also very jazzy. Like the Detroit scene has like just like a very jazzy, a lot of soulful elements, you know, it being like the birthplace of Motown.
Yeah.
And it, again, it being like such a similar city to Cleveland, it has a lot of those like similar energies, similar people, similar venues. So it just felt like a cousin, you know, it felt like
yeah,
a hard way from
yeah.
home.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely like Detroit techno. I love even harder stuff like hard groove. I love soulful house. I love disco house. It changes by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Even like while mixing, it'll be like, I want to go down, you know, a different route.
I love that because you can, you know, like that's the cool thing is like deviating from the plan is not only like natural but encouraged, you know?
Yeah. Like it's like, you know what? I'm going to slow things down half the BPM. I want to play Sade right now because like, I want to hear Sade. Yeah. And having the room react well to it is another thing. When I'm like, I'm playing
you
this
just
for
had,
me and people just love it.
You just had the room react.
Yeah.
Dana's into it, Dana. Aww. You just had the room. And I'm
Dana
like,
loves it, so everybody else should also.
Just mentioning Sade.
Just the mention, the sheer mention of the name. But it is cool to see and hear more about like the insight and thought process and just like the approach. It's such a unique genre of music that we are like, we're in uncharted waters here right now.
And we talk about Cleveland fusion all the time and just like fusion music in general. Like, you can't put anybody in a fucking genre nowadays, but like EDM and house music is also like another sector of that. There's so many other genres or subgenres that come out of that also, you know?
And people are gonna, you know, define themselves, as they should, like incredibly vaguely. Like, you shouldn't box yourself into this is what I want to do. And then limit yourself that way, you know, whether you're an artist or DJ or, so yeah, get weird with it.
Get weird.
You heard it here first.
You should
folks.
Get weird, actually.
Get sleazy with it.
Are you gonna you're gonna get sleazy tonight?
I can't help it.
It's gotta happen.
That's all I know how to
it's
do.
It's gotta happen. It will happen, actually.
It's all the man knows. He's gotta do it.
He's gotta.
Oh my gosh. Any like final questions here, Derm?
Final questions. What do you have coming up?
The next I have coming up is actually an indie sleaze night at Dunlap's on April 6th.
Oh, love Dunlap's.
That'll be with one of my good friends, Abby, a fever dreamer. We're doing all Tumblr era, you know, like.
Oh, sold. Yeah. Sold.
I'm actually really excited about that. I had that pitched to me by somebody else a while ago.
Did you have a Tumblr?
Yeah, of course I had a time.
Okay,
there.
Just making sure. Sorry.
Don't go looking for it or anything.
Say. Oh, you would never find. You would never find my fucking Tumblr. I had a fire Tumblr name, and I can't remember what the
Dude,
fuck it is.
Same.
I can't remember what it same. Is, but it's so good.
Was it the original Gerbs? Did you have
the original?
Yeah, it was actually.
Whoa! Don't go looking
onesie.
For it though.
Onesie.
Onesie.
One fucking yeah. Z.
Is that your Tumblr?
No, I just stopped using it once they stopped allowing dudes. You know what I'm saying? They got rid of boobs.
So when did that happen?
Oh, that happened like that. That was like,
that was like a couple years
decline.
Ago. That was like a couple
not
years
that
ago.
I was on Tumblr
towards
for
that the decline,
or anything like that. Not
towards
that I would
the decline.
Know. But yeah, that's April 6th at okay. Dunlap's. I think we're going 9 to close.
Love it. And how can people just stay connected to you to keep up with and come catch you at a show?
Instagram is the best way. Mm-hmm. And that is official sleazes, like Jesus but sleazy.
Period. He's always said that.
That's the first thing I said. Yeah. I think we went over this.
We did. I'm just reiterating. Just reiterating. Really
cool. I wasn't sure if I said it enough.
Yeah, I was just validating that you did.
I'm so happy you chose to validate me.
I got you. That's what I'm here for.
That's actually why. That's one of the reasons.
I'm here for validation and sick puns. Like, that's why I'm here. That's what they pay me for, actually.
Big bucks.
I don't get paid.
I don't get paid for sick puns.
I don't get paid. Period.
We should change that. High Noon, change that.
High Noon.
start paying us for sick puns.
High Noon. Come on.
I don't even like High Noons, to be honest.
Jerk.
Wow. You
just blew our sponsorship in one fucking sentence.
I'm sorry. Wait, cut that.
Cut that.
I love High Noon. I love High Noons.
Cut that.
No, I've got a nice little Summer Shand today. If you want to sponsor, I'm just saying. It tastes like lemonade.
If anybody does.
Tastes like nice summer outside. It's not snowing. It's fine.
It's not. It never snowed, actually.
Never did.
I don't believe in snow.
I don't believe
in snow.
Not real.
I love that.
Agnostic, but does not believe in snow.
Lives in Cleveland, but doesn't believe in snow.
Yeah, strong feelings about both.
It's a lie.
And you heard it here first.
And you really did. So we're going to hear a little mix.
Hell yeah.
A little one and two.
Or a big mix.
A little bada bing, bada boom.
We'll see where it goes.
I'm excited.
Massive mix.
It's like, we don't know, and like, I feel like you don't know either, and like, that's like the best.
Yeah.
We're both walking into this like very blind.
Well, I shouldn't have told you that. I should have been like all confident.
Oh, I know,
like,
exactly.
Yeah,
I'm like,
give
me your list.
Special, don't you worry.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna boot it up and see
it.
What happens.
I love it.
Let's get booted.
Let's do it.
It's like giving free falling.
Okay.
That might be.
Can
the
you throw that in there?
Yeah. There it is.
Wait, cut that. Cut that.
Yeah, guys, I'll cry. I'll cry.
You guys didn't
that
hear
was
anything.
The surprise.
Yep.
All right. Well, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
This was fun.
Major thanks. First. Underground EDM DJ.
Should I get up and curtsy?
Here, yeah.
Yes,
get a curtsy in there. Squeeze a curtsy in there, why don't you?
Come on, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, get it. Get this.
I don't know how to do it right.
You can do it.
Is that good with the hoodie?
I think it's the leg
do
behind.
It
I think it's maybe.
Behind?
Is it?
Yeah.
There we go. That didn't feel better? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little elegant right now.
Oh my God.
He's
so
giving
elegant.
So elegant. A little bit elegant. And a little bit sleazy. And that's DJ Sleazy.
And that's it. And so don't go anywhere because we got some music coming up.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Locally grown.
Outski.
Circle K's new free Inner Circle membership program is all about making it easy to reward you with the things you'll love. Sign up and save 25 cents per gallon on your first 5 fill-ups. Plus, get every sixth free on a tasty selection of Circle K products. We're talking piping hot pizza, fresh coffee, ice-cold fountain drinks, and more. Join Inner Circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply. At participating locations, visit CircleK.com for details.
Every day's a season. Hey guys, it's Jay Laird.
And Gerbs, and we have some incredible news, and based on the last 30 seconds, you've probably already guessed what we are about to share.
As we have just hit our one-year mark in our studio at Rock and Roll City Studios, we are so proud to announce that we have landed our first official sponsor, Circle K.
So, going forward, you're going to be seeing and hearing us include Circle K as they are helping fuel our podcast.
Nice. That's a really good pun, Gerb.
I mean, you wrote the script, Laird.
Guys, you can download Circle K's Inner Circle app and get 25 cents per gallon off your first 5 fill-ups.
And 5 free drinks. Thank you to our new partners, Circle K. Now, on to the performance. We'll be right back.
get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break. Yeah. Taking bitches out to eat, spending money on these hoes, you know what I'm saying? I tell a bitch like this.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. That was locally grown. And Jesus Christ.